What are you doing here?
I need you.
Look, I'm retired, okay?
You haven't killed anybody in months.
That's a positive thing.
They're coming. I can feel it.
96 hours ago, somebody said you and I took part in an operation called Nightshade.
At the height of the Cold War, a Megaton device was smuggled into Moscow piece by piece and then reassembled.
11 million people are going to lose their lives if you don't help me.
Is there any way you could tell us where the bomb is?
Okay, here's the deal. I like the first film Red quite a bit, and it's nice to see that the sequel does a fine job delivering the same type of irreverent fun. In this new film, Bruce Willis and John Malkovich play the same retired spies who now have had a hit put out on them when it comes to light that they worked on a secret mega weapon during the Cold War. They go on the run with Mary Louise Parker across a country to try and uncover who's behind the plot. Red 2 works equally well as a light spy movie with some great action and a punchy comedy with some great actors and fun chemistry. It's really nice to see some of the cast return, namely Helen Mirren as the Deadly Assassin, even if some new additions like Catherine Zeta-Jones as a Russian agent fall flat. Still, Red 2 is enjoyable from start to finish, keeping the movie at a nice pace so you won't notice the holes in the plot or the predictability of some of the jokes. Red 2 gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.